أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة. In the previous ayah, the beginning of the surah, we were informed of the day of Qiyamah, which will overshadow everything. Our whole life will be just like God, and that great day will come in. And then Allah explained in a few ayats some of the conditions of the non-believers, how they will be afraid on that day, and what consequences they will have to face. And then, as it is right through with the Quran Sharif, where it explains on the one side the condition of the people of Jahannam, it will explain the people of the condition of Jannat also. And then we read a few aspects of what great enjoyment the people of Jannat will have on that day, that how their faces will be very fresh and radiant, and that they will be and that will be on account of the efforts they made in this world. So yeah, in this world it is really we are here to prepare for that eternal life, so that we are successful right through in this world also, especially at the time of maut in the qabr, which is a very long time that we will stay, and the day of qiyamah, which will be even a longer day, and then forever and ever in Jannah. So yeah, we have to watch what efforts we are making. And then Allah Ta'ala explained also that these people will be in lofty mansions of Jannat, and where they won't hear anything which they dislike. No arguments, no fights, no criticism, no nothing. They will just have enjoyment there all the time. Further Allah explains, and these are just few aspects, and different places in the Quran Sharif and more details in the Hadith Sharif have been given of the wonderful conditions of these people in the Akhirah. فِيهَا عَيْنٌ جَارِيَةٌ اُسْمَ اِكْ چَشْمَا هِ بِحْتَى. And there will be a flowing river, one fountain, and from there the water will flow like in the form of a river. And yeah, according to some Mufassirin, this is referring to a special fountain which will have a special quality. According to others, it refers to the various drinks of Jannat. There will be water that will be so crystal clear and will be so enjoyable, and it will never become stale also. Yeah, in this world, after we have all our juices, we have everything else, but finally it is water that quenches the thirst, and a person feels satisfied with water. That is the water of this dunya, and especially the water that we drink, whether it is municipal water, whether it is the water that their bottled water, or even today the Zamzam water is not the pure Zamzam that we are getting, but what will be the water of Jannat that we will be getting there, so we cannot imagine. And then there will be the rivers of milk that will be flowing, and more whiter than the milk of this dunya. We know how absolutely white milk is, and the milk itself of this dunya also, that is a complete different discussion, that how Allah takes it out from the cow, and we get that pure white milk, where on the one side there is the fodder, there is the waste of the cow, and on the other side is the blood. Both are impurities, but from between the two Allah takes out the pure white milk. And the milk of Jannat, we cannot imagine at all how that milk will be. There will be rivers of honey, sweeter, much sweeter than the honey that we have here. And there is no fear of any person become a diabetic or anything. There are no diseases in Jannat. All those ni'mats, a person can just keep on enjoying them all the time. And there will be rivers, not only bottles, but rivers of wine also. And that wine will not be like this dunya's wine, which intoxicates a person and which is haram, but there will be that pure wine, and a person will just drink it for great, great enjoyment, and it will not affect him mentally or in any way whatsoever. So all this great enjoyments Allah has kept there, but at the same time we must remember that here in this dunya, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us the opportunity to work for it there. A person who doesn't work during the month for his boss, and end of the month goes and stand there for his pay pack, that he wants his wages, He will get no wages. He might get he might be kicked out from there. So here also we are in this world to work for that place. If we don't do any work, and in fact we are damaging all the commands of Allah, we are breaking them, and then we are going there and expecting a payback and expecting all this ni'mat and favors of Allah, then it does not work that way. Here is the time that we have to restrain ourselves, which is controlling our nafs. And here is the time that we correct our lives, which is called our islah. Then inshallah, this will be for all those people. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, فِيهَا سُرُرٌ مَرْفُوعَةٌ وَسْمِي تَخْتَ اُنْچَ بِچَوَى. And there will be beautiful couches there, and they will be raised up also. Wonderful couches, as a person wants to, as we will read in front, there will be wonderful velvet carpet spread out also. You wish to relax and recline at the bottom, you may do so. And there will be these beautiful high couches also. You want to relax upon those couches, you may well do so also. So all these great ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has kept, and they are there already created. And they are waiting for us. And even as it comes, the Hurul Ain on the first night of Jannah of Ramadan, they also announce and call out, who are seeking for us. And for the month of Ramadan, that we make great efforts, because it is such a glorious month. And what ni'mat Allah has kept, as ulama have written, like that in our lives. One moment, one second, split second, is more valuable than all the diamonds and the jewels and the gold of this world. And the month of Ramadan, it becomes even much more valuable. So we shouldn't waste a single moment of our lives. Moreover, the month of Ramadan and the special occasions that come, the special nights, etc., we should appreciate it all very greatly. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Inshallah. Subhanallah.